Now it is time to move on to the final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Apana has 2, Amy 3, and Peter has 4.
Whoa.
So that's the catch.
All right. Well, this is pretty clear then. Aparna, you are, in fact, in third place. So you're going to go first, please, fill in the blank. The clock will start by nipping on your first question. Here we go. This week, President Obama apologized to the families of 2 blanks killed by a drone strike in January.
Al-Qaeda hostages?
Yes, indeed. On Thursday, Apple opened a new app store for their blanks, which began shipping this week.
Apple Watches?
Right. Saudi Arabia announced Tuesday that it was ending its campaign of airstrikes against the rebels in blank.
Yemen.
Right. This week, officials in Oklahoma admitted to a link between fracking and the dramatic increase in blank.
Earthquakes.
Yes. Police in Pittsburgh managed to catch a 4-time bank robber, despite the fact that he disguised himself by blanking.
Hiding.
No, he wore a fake beard over his real beard. On Thursday...
Even better.
On Thursday, Google announced Project Fi, their new wireless blank service.
Mobile?
Yeah, mobile service. An English surgeon had his medical license revoked after he tried to fix a patient's fractured cheekbone by blanking.
Wearing a fake beard over his beard.
Yeah. He tried to fix a patient's fractured cheekbone by punching him 10 times in the face. In his defense, the doctor says the technique is a perfectly acceptable non-surgical method for dealing with fractured cheekbones, though he did have trouble explaining how taking a bite out of the patient's left ear helped with the healing process. Bill, how did Aparna do in our quiz?
5 right for 10 more points. She now has 12 points and the lead.
Well done. All right. Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. White House officials announced Monday that an airstrike had seriously wounded the leader of blank.
ISIS.
Yes. This week, Bluebell recalled all of its ice cream products over fears of a blank contamination.
Listeria.
Yeah, saying that it was perfect for music festivals, road trips, and families on the go, a company has begun selling blank.
Marijuana lollipops.
No, giant human-sized wet wipes. According to a new study, like they're like big towels, but they're wet wipes. According to a new study from the towels. Physical Activity Council, Americans are the blankest they've been since 2007.
Most obese?
Laziest is the answer. Ethiopian Lalisa Desisa and Kenyan Caroline Rotich were the winners of this year's blank.
Boston Marathon.
Right. This week, a woman suffering from agoraphobia went outside for only the 3rd time in 10 years and promptly blanked.
Died.
No, she fell down an open manhole.
No!
The woman whose real name, and this is true.
I told you!
Oh, no!
Damn it! Her name, believe it or not, is Janet Fall. She suffered only minor injuries after leaving her house for only the 3rd time in 10 years. And almost immediately falling into an open manhole. Which means she was right.
And the previous 2 times, she also fell in manholes. So. Janet, I
different
swear.
Ones every time.
She's a horrible track record.
Listen, it's not going to happen again.
You.
Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy got 3 right, 6 more points. Total of 9, but Aparna has the lead still.
Okay. Right. So how many then does Peter need to win?
4 to tie and 5 to win.
All right. Peter, this is for the game, fill in the blank. After an extended delay, the Senate voted to confirm blank as the new Attorney General.
Loretta Lynch.
Right. On Tuesday, officials in Italy arrested the captain of a migrant ship that blanked off the coast of Libya.
Capsized.
Right. The family of Michael Brown announced Thursday plans to file a wrongful death suit against the city of blank.
Ferguson.
Right. On Monday, Mohamed Morsi, the former president of blank, was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Egypt.
Right. A Business Insider headline announced that Southwest Airlines was adding 7 inches of legroom, was soon corrected to blank.
0.
No, Southwest is adding 0.7 inches of legroom. During induction ceremonies for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Yoko Ono called blank the most influential Beatle.
I'm going to go with Ringo.
Yes, Ringo. During a San Francisco Giants game this week, play was delayed by blank.
Steroids.
No, a chicken nugget falling from the sky and onto the field. On Wednesday, Scott has traffic officials warned motorists to expect delays thanks to blank.
Heavy accents.
No, a dog driving a tractor in the highway.
No!
The tractor was driven by a sheepdog named Don, who had actually leaned in the controls while his owner was checking on the flock. Don eventually crashed the tractor through a fence and onto the highway, eventually coming to a stop in a median. problem is, it's very hard to steer while at the same time sticking your head out the window. Bill,
the best day of that dog's life.
It really was. Far. I'm making it. I'm making it. No more sheep ever. So, Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
5 right, 10 more points, 14 and the win.
Yay for Peter. Well done.